for water and sewer systems are working again in Beaumont and Port Arthur, Texas, and in surrounding communities. By week's end, power is expected to be restored to hospitals and police and fire departments, but hundreds of thousands of homes could be without power, they say, for up to a month. Transportation still a mess because of the hundreds of downed trees blocking roads. Clean water is scarce. Texas state troopers are turning residents away from the area, telling them to stay away because of the lack of basic services. You saw battered Texas and Louisiana again. George Bush again today urging people not to try to return to their homes till local authorities give the okay. Bush says his first priorities are to help get food and water to people, restore power, and provide fuel. This Gulf Coast swing was Bush's seventh since Hurricane Katrina hit a month ago, and it comes as he urges Americans to save gasoline. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the death of a key figure of Al-Qaeda in Iraq will hurt the group for the short term. Air Force General Richard Meyer says the man will be replaced, but possibly with someone less knowledgeable and less qualified. The U.S. military says the aide was killed in the weekend raid of a Baghdad apartment building. Officials say the man was a key operative, Al-Qaeda and Iraq leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's group, and has claimed responsibility for the deaths of several top politicians. But Al-Qaeda in Iraq denies the man was the organization's number two leader. They say his death has not even been confirmed. They're saying the U.S. announcement is, quote, a futile attempt to raise troop morale. The U.S. Postal Service saying they're going to be operating at a loss next year. Chief Financial Officer Richard Strasser says January's planned boost in the cost of a first-class stamp from 37 to 39 cents will bring additional revenue that will only offset an increase in expenses. He's telling the agency's Board of Governors the Postal Service expects a $1.8 billion deficit in 2006, operating in the red. He says the deficit will come despite cost reductions of $1.1 billion and a reduction of 42 million work hours. This is Air America Radio News.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're expecting maybe, possibly, perhaps, a phone call a little bit later in the program, not too much later in the program, from one of the breakaway union leaders. As you know, the AFL-CIO just went through a radical change. There were three major unions who decided that the umbrella organization, the AFL-CIO, simply was not doing what it should be doing to encourage, support, and develop the organized labor movement in this country. In my opinion, the AFL-CIO has not been fulfilling that function for a long time. So organized labor, union members in the workforce have fallen from a high of around 30% down here, I believe, in the past couple of years, below 10%. And as a result, we are seeing a stagnation of wages. We are seeing jobs leaving the country, just on and on and on and on. So if you've been following that story, you know what happened. The Teamsters Union, the Service Employees International Union, the Unite Here Union, and the Laborers Union all decided to hell with this. They've had enough, and they bailed out. So we're hoping to get a call. They had a convention, a one-day convention in St. Louis today to pick their officers. And the new chairperson of this breakaway labor organization will be Anna Berger, who was elected today. She was picked. It's interesting. These are all white men who are doing this. Anna Berger, of course, is a female, white female. And part of the part of what the organized labor is trying to do is to do what for some reason it stopped doing, and that is reaching out to women and so-called minorities. You know, ever since George Meany went golfing with Dick Nixon, I don't know. If you remember back in the 72 race for the president in 1972, George Meany refused to endorse George McGovern, and demonstrated his disdain for the Democratic standard bearer by playing golf with Dick Nixon. And that, if you want to mark kind of the end of the modern labor movement, start there. So hopefully we'll be talking with one of these guys tonight. Back to the ridiculous here. Both Laura and George are freaking out. I heard Sam talk about this. Laura Bush went to today went to Biloxi, Mississippi, where Hurricane Rita just ripped the hell out of everything, to film a spot on the television program Extreme Makeover Home Edition, right? And now you know what that is. Some of you are old enough to remember a program on early television called Queen for a Day. You remember that? Oh, stop. It had nothing to do with being gay. It was it was women who would come on the program, on this television program, I just knew somebody's going to say that, right? Queen for a day. Yes, Mike, I remember. Queen for a day, they would bring on women who had some of the most horrifyingly tragic and sad stories you could possibly imagine. Now, this started way back in radio, I've been told, and it made the transition to television. And as a little bitty kid, I can remember my mother sitting there watching this, Queen for a Day, right? And she would sit there with a box of Kleenex. And it was one of those television programs that kind of tied into that saying, I cried because I had no shoes until I met a person that had no feet, you know, that kind of thing. So the woman would come on, a series of women would come on, and they would plead their case to the master of ceremonies. I forget his name. Don't email me. I really don't care what his name was, all right? But it always happens. So I started talking about something from 50 years ago. You know, I've got listeners, so many listeners who are my age, and they email me, Mike, I really don't care what the MC's name was. But he would bring these women out one at a time, and they would give their sob story. And Jesus, I mean, it was just tragic, right? Just awful stuff. For the times, you know, we're talking about the 50s, awful stuff. And after two or three or maybe four contestants would come out. Now, this is a contest. Jesus, just sit here and talk about it. I don't know, man. It's really weird. But then they would applaud the audience. I swear to you, this is how it worked. Each contestant would tell her story. And then the MC would bring out all four of them, you know. And I don't know if he held his hand over each one of their heads and walked down the line behind him. I forget how they got the applause thing going. Whoever got the most applause was named Queen for a Day. And they brought out a fake fur thing and draped around his shoulders and a tiara or a crown or something. They may have even given her a scepter. I don't know. But she got all these. She got a new washer. She got a year's supply of laundry detergent. She got a new thing called a pop-up toaster. I don't know. It was just a whole clutch of crap. And, you know, the big cash prizes, well, and we're going to give her a check for $50. You know, and the audience would go, oh, Jesus, $50? When I heard this story about Laura Bush today, that's all that popped into my head. That's all I could think of. Queen for a Day. She went down there. This home makeover thing. What is that, ABC? Is that ABC? Jesus. ABC crew has gone down there. They're going now. Think about it. Think about this, Biloxi, Mississippi, and they're going to find a family who needs a new home. Jesus H. Christ, they all need new homes, and you know how to do it? Provide some sort of government financing. Let's build homes, and if we have to charge interest, make it 2 or 3%. But no, that would be too simple. That would be too righteous. That would be too democratic. You want something Republican? Send Pickles down there. Laura Pickles Bush has gone down there to film a spot. Now, nobody knows, what is it? What's she going to say? My fellow Americans, listen, we're going to be building a house down here. I wish Kathy were here because she does a hell of a lot better pickles than I do. So anyway, she's gone down there to do a spot for Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And Laura said, according to her press secretary, Laura wanted to be on the program because she shares what she calls the same principles that the producers of the program hold. Now, pause for a second. Let's just be real. Laura Bush is assuming that the producers of this program have some principles. Oh, that's right. That's why they do the program. Ah, okay. Because they love humanity. And they go out and they find somebody who lost their house in a hailstorm or something. And they build them a house, or they're poor. And, you know, why did they do that? Because they have principles? Oh, give me a freaking break. They do this because a lot of us will sit around our asses and watch this, and then during the commercial breaks, they sell us stuff. Or attempt to. But Laura Bush apparently has bought into the whole scam. Oh, these people at ABC are so righteous. Oh, my goodness, they're going out here building homes for people. I just love it. I can't take much more of this. You know, I really can't. I really can't. So the show will broadcast from what is referred to here in the press release as an underserved shelter near Biloxi. What the hell is a properly served shelter? Better yet, what's an overserved shelter? This is crazy, isn't it? So a convoy of trucks is going to show up, stocked with everything from mattresses to pants, all courtesy of Sears, which is one of the show's sponsors. It's not exactly clear what Laura's going to do, but this is what the presidency is being reduced to. Queen for a day, right? Oh, my God. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullen.
What happens, shovel at night, makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
ABC Tonight, a woman will be president.
I'm going to take the oath of office.
Your vice presidency was never intended to be a presidency. It was done to stop.
Oscar winner Gina Davis.
I'm going to run this government. If you want out, tell me now.
Emmy winner Donald Sutherland.
We can save this country. Save it from her.
They're giving it 4 stars and calling it the best show in years.
If you think that I'm going to step aside, you are sorely mistaken.
Commander-in-Chief, the series premiere tonight at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. So this Laura Bush thing, you know, going out to Biloxi, Mississippi, to film a spot for the wish-granting hit Extreme Makeover: Home Edition. I just find it very offensive. I really do. It's disgusting. It just pisses me off so deeply. You know what I mean? All the way down to my bone marrow. This makes me angry. Thousands upon thousands of families out there who are desperately in need of legitimate, bona fide government assistance. And these freaks are going to send, well, she's one of them, but this freaky first lady is going to go down there with ABC, with a TV series, and pick what, how are they going to do it? On the old Queen for a Day, they did it with applause. How is Laura Bush, or the producers of this ABC program, how are they going to pick the most deserving family who've had everything but their lives blown away by a hurricane and build them a house? Sometimes I wonder what the hell kind of a society I live in. The First Lady spokeswoman, Susan Whitson, said Mrs. Bush wanted to... Now get this. Are you sitting down? Okay. Mrs. Bush wanted to endorse the conservative message that comes through on the program, and that is the private sector doing good work rather than waiting around for the federal government to do it. Jesus, how many ways is that sentence so full of crap it's starting to turn brown in front of our eyes? The private sector doing good work? This is a television program! And the private sector is not, it's free. They give the house. That's called welfare, you morons. They are building a house and giving it to people. That's not the private sector. What is wrong with these people? So that's the message that Pickles is endorsing, that the private sector is going to go down to Biloxi, Mississippi, hold their hands over the heads of maybe 1,000 families, see what the applause-o-meter reads, pick one, build them a house, and there you have it. Proof that the private sector does good work rather than waiting around for the government to do it. If this corrupt, degenerate, filthy Bush government should be doing anything, it should be building homes for people in Mississippi, and Alabama, and Louisiana, and Texas. And giving them interest-free loans and saying, here, $50,000, pay us $1,000 a month for the next 4 years and it's yours. And you right-wing weasels that hang around the program, I don't want to hear from you tonight, okay? You make me sick anyway. But I don't want that phone. Well, Mike, that's communism. First Lady travels to Biloxi to film Extreme Makeover. I saw this headline and I just thought, no, please, God. And I'm an atheist. Please, God, don't let this story be for real. Man. Meanwhile, her husband has had his Jimmy Carter moment. Did you catch this? Did you? I saw him on television today. I saw him on New York One, which is a news, a 24-hour news station here in New York City. And they had some tape of Bush. And his solution to the damage done to the refineries on the Gulf Coast and the fact that oil is once again approaching, what, $65, $70 a barrel? And people are being asked to pay $3, $3.25, $3.30, $3.40, $2.90 a gallon for gas. And what is Bush's solution? Are you ready? Sit down again. Don't drive unless you have to! Oh, my God. Don't drive unless you have to. That's Bush's energy policy. Now, wait a second. I think the word conserve is in there somewhere, right? Remember what Heart Attack Boy said, what Cheney said about conservation? Well, it may be a private virtue, but it certainly isn't an energy policy. Well, Dick, you better get your hands around George's throat and shake him and tell him, wait a minute! You actually went out there and said, don't drive unless you have to? Oh, God. Oh! In the meantime, George Bush makes all those photo op trips on Air Force One to the Gulf Coast, you know, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, go down there and hang out with that old big-ass white boy, Haley Baba. You know how much fuel Air Force One uses? What about a gallon every 3 feet it flies? Don't drive unless you have to. Oh, okay, George. Thanks, man. Yeah, I'll certainly do that.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
ABC Tonight, a woman will be president.
I'm going to take the oath of office.
Her vice presidency was never intended to be a presidency. It was done as a stunt.
Oscar winner Gina Davis.
I'm going to run this government. If you want out, tell me now.
Emmy winner Donald Sutherland.
We can save this country. Save it from her.
They're giving it 4 stars and calling it the best show in years.
If you think that I am going to step aside, you are sorely mistaken.
Commander-in-Chief, the series premiere tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on.
Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Hi, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. So Laura's going to go down and do the Queen for a day bit, and George Bush says, don't drive unless you have to. And in using Air Force One, seriously, the number I have here is it takes about 29,000 gallons of gas to fly from D.C. to Houston and back to D.C. And as far as the Laura Bush thing, they the Bush crime family contacted ABC, not the other way around. And that's because this program, Extreme Makeover, It's one of Sunday night television's leading programs. So these weasels in the White House decided, hey, man, you know, there's 8, 10 million people watching that program. We got to get on there. There's no bottom to how low these people will go, this Bush administration, no bottom whatsoever. Got an email from Dan. He sent a letter to Senator Patty Murray of Washington, a Democrat. Dan obviously lives in the state of Washington. He wrote to me and he said, I'm disgusted by the way Senator Murray played the role of a Bush apologist in an email that she sent me. Now, here's what happened was Dan wrote something about impeaching Bush and that the House should do it, the Senate should convict him. Here's what he got back. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but here's part of what he got back. Thank you for contacting me about the possibility of impeaching President Bush or other members of the administration. I appreciate hearing from you. As you know, Congress can remove the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States from office through the impeachment process. According to the Constitution, Congress must impeach and convict an official on charges of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors to remove an individual from office. Only two sitting presidents, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, have ever been impeached. No sitting president has ever been convicted and removed from office. I understand your concerns and frustrations with the current administration. I, too, have significant concerns about the administration's policies and the rationale for many of their actions. However, disagreeing with the president is not sufficient reason to remove him from office. Now, I know a lot of people listen in Washington State to this program, and I know a lot of you really appreciate your Democratic Senator, Patty Murray. But she wrote to a constituent and said disagreeing with the president is not sufficient reason to remove him from office. Is lying the country into a war sufficient reason, Senator Murray? Is appointing convicted felons to positions of power in the administration, is that sufficient? Is denying the American public open access to what this administration is doing where it concerns energy, the environment, the economy, is any of that impeachable? Is the fact that Dick Cheney is lies and sucks money up through Halliburton why even bother? But I'm surprised. Let me take that back. I am stunned that Senator Patty Murray would write to one of her constituents disagreeing with the president is not sufficient reason to remove him from office. Okay. It's really crazy out there, isn't it? Huh? One more, and then we'll do some phone calls here. This is from Julie. She writes, I went to church last Sunday for the first time in years, if you can call the Unitarian Universalists a church. They do not pray, but they do honor. They don't follow any doctrine other than love and tolerance. I grew up in Chicago and went to the Unitarian Church there. It was like coming home. I was taken aback, however, when two of the reverend's interns, as they're called, took their place at the podiums where they alternately read out the names of every soldier who died in Iraq in the past month. The list was so long, I totally lost it. I was so caught off guard, and when the tears started, I searched furiously in my purse for a tissue, and there weren't any. By this time, I was drowning, and out of nowhere, a woman from across the aisle handed me a mini pack of tissues. A true angel. Then, when I thought they were finished, they started reading off the names of the Iraqis who died in the past month. They said the list of names of Iraqis was incomplete. But there were so many children, and the list went on for what felt like an eternity. The reality is heartbreaking. How can any sane person still not get it? Are people just stupid? Is it possible that so many people can be so stupid? Julie. Well, Laura Bush is out there going to pick. She's not going to pick him, but she's going to shove her face in front of the camera for ABC, and they're going to pick a deserving family out there, Julie, so that should give you some consolation, right? Just kidding. Let's do some phone calls here. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
This is not why I called in, but the previous email about impeachment leads me to bring up, does anyone realize that if Roberts is confirmed as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he will be the one presiding over every impeachment trial that might become possible?
That's very true, isn't it? I wonder if he'll do what Rehnquist did in presiding over the Clinton trial, and that is dressed up, like a Gilbert and Sullivan character with the stripes on his robes. I half expected Rehnquist to come out on roller skates or something just to, but anyway, yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're
it's all
right.
Image. So.
Yeah, sure it is.
But more importantly, if he has any control over admissibility of evidence, like a normal justice has in his own courtroom.
Is that the function of the Chief Justice to act as the same way a judge would in a trial? I don't know.
I know he presides over the impeachment hearings and the impeachment trial, rather.
Yeah. But what you really called about.
But what I really called about, well, first I want to vouch for the truth of everything you said about the 50s TV show Queen for a Day and Andy's Gang and Buster Brown and Ty, because I remember watching them all on TV.
Oh, God.
But not listening on the radio, so that tells you my age.
There you go. Yeah, you must be at least 43.
Oh, at least. And,
right.
And another half.
I got you.
I have a semi-tongue-in-cheek to kill two birds with one stone solution to the housing and relocation problem of New Orleans evacuees.
Well, let's hear it.
And the DNC ought to pay for it. You put anyone who's able and willing to work, who's an evacuee, building housing in targeted U.S. House districts, such as Wisconsin 5th, Ohio 18th, Texas 22nd, and Illinois 14th, and you say goodbye to Sensenbrenner, Bob Ney, Tom DeLay, and Denny Hastert.
That's a great idea, and the Democratic Party should pay for it. Pay the wages, buy the material, give these people a shot. That's a genius idea, Susan. Therefore, it will go no further than our conversation. Right.
Yep.
That's brilliant. Did you come up with that yourself?
Yes, I did.
My God, I love that. I love that idea.
Evacuees, it's shown, many of them tend to stay in the areas they are evacuated to.
Right.
Because, of course, they have to look for a way to support their families.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get work, they tend to stay in those areas.
Plus,
I live in South Florida, so I know from the hurricanes that when areas of South Florida are decimated, the population moves.
Plus, what would come out of that would be the honest, if such a thing is still possible, news coverage of these people building homes, trying to stimulate the local economy, because the Democratic National Committee would have to buy, one would assume they would have to buy, the lumber and the wiring and the plumbing and the land from merchants and businesses in these areas you're talking about.
And someone would have to feed the workers, clothe the workers.
There you go.
All the other ancillary services.
Someone has to
give them medical help.
That's a great idea.
And even if they redistricted, they'd have to create new districts for that kind of influx of people.
Do you have a Democratic representative in Washington from your district?
I have the Republican architect of the Social Security privatization plan as my representative.
All right, never mind. who's the guy down there? The representative
Wexler.
You ought to write him a very quick, short letter that says what you just said on this program and send it to him, either a letter or an email. And see if Congressman Wexler will respond to you. This is a great idea, Susan.
They will throw a hatchet into it. They'll probably come up with a 2-year residency requirement or something.
We'll try it. Say, write the letter. Come on.
I will.
Right. It'll just take a minute. Let's see what Wexler how he answers. Susan, it's a great idea. Thanks for calling in tonight. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. You take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
And the ones that mother gives you. Don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
ABC Tonight, a woman will be president.
I'm going to take the oath of office.
Your vice presidency was never intended to be a presidency. It was done as a stunt.
Oscar winner Gina Davis.
I'm going to run this government. If you want out, tell me now.
Emmy winner Donald Sutherland.
We can save this country. Save it from her.
They're giving it 4 stars and calling it the best show in years.
If you think that I'm going to step aside, you are sorely mistaken.
Commander-in-Chief, the series premiere tonight at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence.
Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. It's looking kind of bleak as to whether or not we're going to hear from the union folks who met today, the breakaway unions who met today in St. Louis, I believe, for a one-day convention, wound up solidifying their breakaway organization, trying to get out of, or have gotten out of, the AFL-CIO. So what we'll try to do is get these people on, if not tonight, then later on in the week, because, yeah, there's a lot of questions to ask, and I'd like to ask them, and I'd like to, you know, maybe get some questions from you. So don't send your questions in now, or don't call in now about that particular issue. Wait until we see if we can get them on. George in Maryland writes in about the housing crisis in the Gulf Coast region, including New Orleans. And George, of course, points out the obvious, as most Democrats can do. He writes, if I recall, we forked out over $500 billion of taxpayer dollars to investors during the savings and loan scandals. Remember that? George writes, how quick they were to give our money away to the rich. Now that thousands upon thousands have lost everything, I hear no real voice out there calling for basic human dignity in the form of housing desperately needed. Yeah, good point. You know, the savings and loan scandal, we're still paying for it. But you never hear anything about it. But it was $500 billion. That was a conservative estimate, maybe $750 billion. The Bush crime family got a chunk of that, Neil Bush and the Silverado savings and loan. The numbers were roughly $1 billion, but, you know, that's hog snot. Anything that you hear from the Bush crime family is a lie to begin with. But George's point is a good one here. You know, why is it that when the savings and loans go belly up because of deregulation, because of fraud, because of theft and corruption, banditry, nobody with what? Did you get to vote on that? Did I get to vote on that? Huh? Would you like to pay $500 billion to handle the fraud and corruption and theft that occurs? Nobody asked me. All of a sudden, though, I'm contributing, and so are you. And so have all of us for the past 20 years, or 15, whatever the hell it's been, right? But let hundreds of thousands of people have their homes blown away. Oh, Jesus, Mike, that'd be communism if we build them houses! Why is it communism if we build them houses, but it's good business if we bail out the crooks and thieves and liars who screwed everybody in the savings and loan scandals, huh? Somebody want to send me an email on that one? Yeah, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Jesus. Rick writes in, hi, Mike, maybe George Bush should stop NASCAR until the oil crisis is over. Yeah, two chances of that happening, Rick. Slim and none. That's a good idea, you know. Stop NASCAR. No more of these dumbass. I hate NASCAR anyway. I hate all road racing, with the possible exception. Nah, even the Grand Prix racing. I hate it all. It's stupid! It's dumber than golf. I used to think golf was the stupidest weenie game ever invented. Oh, I'm going to hit the ball into a little hole. Oh, and I have all these sticks to do it with. Oh, be doo be doo be doo be doo be doo. Jesus, what a dumb game. But stock car racing or Formula One racing or Grand Prix racing? I can go around the circle faster than you can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Oh, and a pig's ass. Well, watch me! What is that? NASCAR is stupid, and so is all forms of track racing. It is dumb. It is dumber than boogers. It is the stupidest thing ever, other than golf. Well, I don't know. Maybe golf. No. NASCAR. Car racing. Jesus. Let's burn up tons of oil. Here, let's see if we can fill up that gas tank in 9 seconds. By God, and if we do, we'll win a hamburger or NASCAR. NASCAR and Laura Bush going down for Queen for a day and George Bush saying, don't drive unless you have to. You know, if you have to take your mom to a hospital, I guess that's all right, but if you have to take your kid to dance lessons, don't do it. Don't drive unless you have to. You ever get the impression we're living in an asylum? Wow. You know, I come into work, and I get on the Internet, and I start looking at stuff. And I can't believe it. You know, I print them off, and I look, Jesus, this is from Reuters News. This is from Chicago Tribune. This is from New York Times. This is from what? No, this can't. What? Laura, the Bush family called the producers of Makeover, Extreme Makeover, House Division or something and said, hey, can we? No, this can't be. All right. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to do some phone calls and also the intelligent design thing. Which is neither. And guess what? Some research, some intense research has found out. Societies are worse off when they believe in God. Huh? That's no surprise to me, but it may be to you. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Hey, it's anti-war quiz time. Who made the following statement? Quote, I cannot support a failed foreign policy. History teaches us that it is often easier to make war than peace. This administration is just learning that painful lesson right now. Was it Cindy Sheehan, Phil Donahue, Michael Moore, or Tom DeLay? If you said Tom DeLay, you're right. Back in 1999, after President Clinton ordered U.S. forces to bomb Yugoslavia, the House of Representatives considered a resolution supporting the mission. The leading opponent was Tom DeLay, who now serves as House Majority Leader. DeLay condemned President Clinton's war, quote-unquote, and grumbled that there is no timetable, there is no legitimate definition of victory, there is no contingency plan for mission creep, there is no strategy. To those who say that criticizing the president is an attack on the troops, just tell them that Tom DeLay taught us that it's okay to dissent during wartime. For more on DeLay's dissents, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
ABC Tonight, a woman will be president.
I'm going to take the oath of office.
Your vice presidency was never intended to be a presidency. It was done as a stunt.
Oscar winner Gina Davis.
I'm going to run this government. If you want out, tell me now.
Emmy winner Donald Sutherland.
We can save this country. Save it from her.
They're giving it 4 stars and calling it the best show in years.
If you think that I'm going to step aside, you are sorely mistaken.
Commander-in-Chief, the series premiere tonight at 9, 8 central, only on ABC.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The chief of New Orleans police is stepping down. Eddie Compass made the announcement today. He gave no reason and asked that people respect his privacy and his decision. Compass says he will remain at the helm for a transition period of 30 to 45 days. The announcement came as the city is struggling to recover from the impact of Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans police force came under fire for its conduct in the aftermath of the storm. Officials say about 250 police officers, about 15% of the police force, left their posts in the days after the storm hit. Mayor Ray Nagin, reacting to the resignation, calls it a sad day for the city. He calls Compass a hero who helped guide New Orleans through one of its toughest times, and he says Compass is retiring while he's on top. Nagin says it's unbelievable to hear the outgoing head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency try to blame him and the governor. Nagin also says he doesn't know what Michael Brown meant when Brown today described Louisiana as dysfunctional during Katrina. Brown was testifying to a House committee. He said state and local officials bear much of the blame for government failures in responding to the storm, not him. In response, Mayor Nagin says, "We were saving lives, rescuing people, trying to evacuate them." He said the feds, local, state, all across the board did not have the processes to deal with a storm of that magnitude. Nagin also told a reporter that things spiraled after FEMA officials made promises, he says, that weren't kept. George Bush says he understands the frustration of those who fled Hurricane Rita and are not being allowed to go back home, but he's appealing to evacuees to listen to local officials and stay away until the power and the water are back on. Bush spoke to reporters after a briefing from state officials in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Earlier, he got a similar briefing in Beaumont, Texas. Bush took a helicopter tour of areas the storm demolished, including tiny Cameron, Louisiana, population 1900, where some 80% of the buildings were leveled. His chopper also circled over a nearby offshore oil rig. Before heading back to Washington, Bush said he admires the courage of the people he's seen. He said, "If you look in their eyes, you see people who've been through a lot." It could be several more days before the water and sewer systems are working again in places like Beaumont and Port Arthur, Texas. By week's end, power may be restored to hospitals, police, and fire departments, but it could be months before it's turned on in some homes. A federal prosecutor says John Hinckley continues to misread the actions of women. He says that's one reason Hinckley should not be granted extended visits away from the Washington Mental Hospital, where he's been held since 1982. Hinckley was found innocent by reason of insanity for shooting President Reagan in 1981. At the time, Hinckley was obsessed with actress Jodie Foster. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. drive. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Welcome back. It's coming up on 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We are going to do some phone calls here. Before I add something to the mix, let's take some calls. From Canada, RB is calling. RB, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, RB. How are you?
I don't know. Not looking good after after the Katrina thing and Bush said that after, you know, how that was mismanaged and everything. When we all know that things don't get mismanaged that badly unless they wanted to get managed that badly.
Well, that's true. But don't say you're depressed, RB. I had a bunch of people calling last night and say, I'm depressed, Mike. I'm depressed, you know, and finally it got to me, you know. So don't be depressed, right?
Well, I'm not depressed, but I think everybody should get up and do something because it's almost too late. All they need is one more excuse and they can, like, after Katrina now, Bush says that it's clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal government authority and a broader role for the armed forces. And now he wants them to be the lead agency and all these things. I mean, this is the Katrina thing was all about preparing the American people for the sight of American troops with guns on the streets.
Yeah, well, Bush has this amazing ability to. He's one of those people who can fall into a barrel of owl droppings and come up smelling like a perfume factory.
He needs so much help from the media to do it. It just boggles my mind.
Right. Look what happened to our Democratic Republic here subsequent to 9/11. Look what's going to happen now. And it's so blatant. Well, we need more troops. But no, you don't. What you need to do is to end your toy war in Iraq and bring home National Guardsmen that say, B, get rid of this half-ass tax cut for the wealthy. C, start a WPA project to help these people, but no. We need more troops.
They're doing the exact opposite. They're cutting social programs to pay for disaster relief. That's what they're going to do. They're They're using this as an excuse to make the military a lead agency and all these things. They're using this as an excuse to get this use of martial law. They're getting using this as an excuse to attack social programs and bring that faith-based charity thing. Do you hear about after Katrina? He says that he wants all this money. He's gonna reimburse the churches.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the churches were doing this for charity. I thought that's what they're there for, you know, a non-profit and all this. But now they're going to get paid to help?
This is a payback. This is to help the God Squad actually believe that Bush is interested in theocracy. Bush wouldn't care if the country was run by Satanists as long as he could have unfettered access to the public treasury.
I think the country is run by Satanists.
Yeah, I think you're right. RB, thanks for checking in, Tom. I appreciate it. You know, RB is so right about, but it's much worse than that. House Republicans tomorrow are scheduled to launch what's referred to as a rapid fire assault against environmental protections on the pretext of helping the U.S. oil and gas industry recover from hurricane damage. That's according to environmental groups. You know, the communists, the thugs. Those bad people, the ones that caused the California energy crisis, you know, environmental groups. The House Energy and Commerce Committee and the House Resources Committee, according to the Reuters news agency, are holding separate meetings to finalize legislation tomorrow with the aim of combining them into a single energy bill for the full House to debate next week. They want to lift the ban on Florida offshore drilling. They want to promote the extraction of oil from oil shale, which is just a horrendously polluting process. And they want to sell, you ready? They want to sell a dozen national parks to private developers to go in and rip them to pieces to find oil and natural gas. Now, sitting 93 million miles away from the surface of the earth is a huge, massive nuclear generator providing more power in a minute than this planet could efficiently use in 1,000 years. The sun! And George Bush and his religious psychopaths and his right-wing neo-fascists, they want to sell off a dozen national parks for energy development. Spokesman for the National Resources Defense Council said, quote, this has really very little to do with the hurricanes or relief efforts or even the refineries. This is deregulation, pure and simple, end quote. This Texan bastard Joe Barton, the one that chairs the Energy Committee, wants to expand U.S. gasoline production by loosening federal rules that limit production. I'm sorry, that limit pollution when refineries or coal-fired power plants are expanded. You know, the so-called New Source Review, remember that? Any, if you have one of these old plants that just dumps tons of mercury and sulfur dioxide, that becomes acid rain, into the atmosphere, and you go to upgrade your plant, expand your plant, you have to do it in a way that eliminates those emissions. Now, the power generators, the coal-fired plants have been cheating left and right, and Bush has been encouraging them. So now they just want to do away with the rules. Incredible. House Republicans got an okay from Bush yesterday when he said environmental rules and paperwork are obstacles holding up U.S. refinery expansions. Environmental rules. You know, I've said this 1,000 times on this program. Like a lot of people who listen to this program, I have a young child. Yeah, I have grown children, I have grandchildren, but I have a young child. I have a 14-month-old baby. And she is just an absolute delight. We ride the subways here in New York this week that we're here, and she'll get on that subway, and within 30 seconds she's like the people that get on the subways and sing and dance and then walk around and collect money. We haven't taught Molly yet how to collect the money, but man, does she put on a show, and people love her, and it's just amazing to watch. You know, you talk about proud parents. You know, you do this too. I know you do. I know. You know, everybody has cute kids. We all have cute kids. Every kid is cute, and that's the truth. But I look at her, and I look at some of the other little kids on the trains or in the park. We went to Central Park on Sunday, walked around. There was a lady there with the parrots, a couple of parrots, you know, just. And I look at these kids, and I think, you know, George Bush wants to kill my daughter, and George Bush wants to kill the children in this park, whether they're somebody's grandchildren or children or whatever. George Bush and his cronies and his thugs in the oil and coal and nuclear business. They want to murder my child. Why? Molly has done nothing to them. All she wants to do is breathe and be fed and have somebody change her dumpy nappy every time she goes in her pants until we teach her how not to do that. And George Bush wants to kill my daughter. And George Bush wants to kill your daughter and your son. If your son is 20, Bush wants to kill him in Iraq. If your daughter is 3, Bush wants to kill him or kill her with the air she has to breathe, or the fish she can no longer eat, or the lake she can't swim in, or the trees she won't see, or the national park she'll never go to. I've said this before. How much of this are we supposed to take? Patty Murray says, well, disagreeing with the president is not grounds for impeachment. Jesus. And Bush specifically the other day criticized the News Source Review rule. And you know as well as I do that he doesn't have a freaking clue as to what News Source Review means. Because he's a dumb bastard who doesn't know anything, much less what News Source Review is. So I have to sit back as an American citizen, as a taxpayer, as a fairly decent guy, as a liberal, a progressive, and I have to lay in bed at night every night and wonder why this son of a bitch wants to kill my 14-month-old daughter. In the room where the giant fire buffalo lives, where the torture never stops, the torture never stops, the torture, the torture, the torture never stops.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Patron seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
On the day the monkey came into this world, his face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others that I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to this nation's dream? At first, he didn't seem to be too intelligent at all. Every time he'd start to walk, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be...
22 past the hour. All right, let's... I think what I want to do here is do a few more phone calls, and then I want to move on to this creationism craziness. Carl, Southside Carl, is calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
Okay.
Hey. Yo, Carl. Carl!
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm talking to my son about the homework.
That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, I just want to know a couple of things for you. You know, I know George talked about, you know, hey, don't drive if you don't have to. And I was wondering, when he said that, did you get your mountain bike out, figuring he's going to have all you guys go mountain riding to conserve gas?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, though, was, what is it, Time Magazine or is it Newsweek coming out with an article about people that are filling all these positions in the White House?
I'm not sure. I used to get both of those, Carl. I can't afford them anymore and decided they were just, crap magazines anyway. But what was the article?
Well, from what I haven't got it yet, but what I was hearing is the White House is practicing affirmative action and preference right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say, you know, they always say, well, only the job should go to the most qualified individual, right?
Right.
but they're not really doing it. They're being progressive right now.
Has the Bush crime family ever made an appointment on anything where it was the best person who's going to protect the interests of the American people? Come on, Carl.
Well, I just said, this is the, being a black person, this is the one thing they always
You're what?
About.
You're black?
Hey, it should be the most qualified person gets the job.
Oh.
You know?
Come on, this is called, it's called white folks affirmative action. You know what this is called.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We've got white affirmative action now. It's, well, who you know. And it was not like that. It's like, because I looked at some of his little hearing today, and, you know, you got Brownie and stuff, and it's all about, well, hey, not the best qualified, but who you know. And from what I understand, there's a whole bunch of people that's in the White House right now that are basically political appointees.
Oh, they're punks. By the way, can you imagine, doesn't this, every time I hear that Brownie, I just want to scream. I have a couple daughters who were Brownies about 30 years ago. What is this Brownie? What the hell? Yeah, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, I sure am.
Well, you know that they've got another one that they're supposed to be appointing. I think this some girl, I guess, supposed to be getting appointed a job at the EPA.
Right.
I forgot what her name was. But, I just didn't know if you knew that they were doing that. In fact, I saw it was something I call it, a little snippet on one of his other appointees, preface appointees. What's his little girl from his girlfriend from Texas?
Karen Hughes?
Yeah, Karen.
Well, she's an undersecretary of state for Islamic U.S. relations.
Well, she's a PR guy.
right. But she's also the deputy undersecretary of state for U.S. Islamic relations.
I did get a chance to talk to you when he, this is during Katrina, I believe, when he had this special ceremony where you thought it was some, foreign dignitary. He had it in one of the special rooms and everything.
Uh-huh. Right.
But today I call her, and I think she's over in Saudi Arabia, and she was saying something about the Saudis and something or another about their position with Islam or something or another.
Right.
But, the thing was, it's like, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Why did he give her this job in the first place? Isn't that the job that really our ambassadors do?
Well, this is different. Karen Hughes' job, Carl, is to make sure that the Saudi royal family understands that no matter what Bush says about the Arabs, that everything is cool between...
But I still thought that he said that her job was to promote the American interests and the view of America around the globe. That's what he claimed he's going to be doing.
Nuh-uh.
And for some reason, I thought that was what our ambassador is supposed to do.
Well, that's because, I don't know, there's something wrong with you, Carl.
But I guess that's affirmative action and preference.
Did you see that thing? I got to go. Did you see that thing about one of those Saudi princes has bought like 6% ownership in Fox News Channel? Did you see that,
no,
Carl?
I haven't talked about that.
Yes, they did. Carl, thanks for checking in, man. Talk to you later. Take care. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C. Estercy, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Estercy is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Estercy, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Estercy and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man, I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know, the swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry, one of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night.
No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Kenny is calling from Fort Worth, Texas, listening on KXCB. Kenny, welcome to the program. Kenny. I'm sorry. Try again. Let me see. All right, let me bring the. Well, no, let's do Ingrid in Atlanta first. Ingrid, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ingrid.
I wanted to talk about Laura Bush again. This has been on my mind for a long time. In 2003, where was Laura Bush when the priceless Iraqi antiquities were being destroyed, and when the Iraqi National Library burned? I think it's an outrage that as a professional librarian and a teacher, she just stood by. This was one time when her influence could really have made a difference.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point.
And I don't know why. I don't know why the American public puts her on such a pedestal.
Do you think that's going on? Do you think they have put her on a... I think most people understand the right wing doesn't like her because she's, first of all, she, like her mother-in-law, is a very deeply closeted pro-choice where it comes to abortion rights. She's a cigarette smoker. She takes either Xanax or Valium. She has, a history where, because of her alleged drunk driving, somebody died. I think there's an awful lot of people on the right who don't care that much for her. Are you sure they put her on a pedestal? I'm not so sure about that, Ingrid.
Well, I guess I was thinking of during the campaign in 2004 when the polls were taken of who's the most admired woman in the
country. Was she right up there?
Oh, I think she was.
She was
at the top. And I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I my take on this is always pretty much the same. Once you become a member of the Bush crime family by birth or by marrying into it, you literally become a criminal. Now, look at Jeb Bush's wife, who tried to smuggle taxable or import duty items. They made a trip to Paris together. This was a couple, 3 years ago. And I think her name is Columba, is Jeb Bush's wife's name. And on the way back, they flew into Miami, I think, and they checked her luggage. And she was trying to smuggle stuff in. So she paid her fine and went ahead and paid the taxes on it. But if you would have been caught doing that, or I would have been caught doing that, God only knows what would have happened to us. But anybody who becomes a member of the Bush crime family eventually gets sucked into criminal activity or is willing to be part of the crime family because they are at heart a criminal. And I think Laura Bush is that way. I have no respect for any of these people, men or women, no matter who they are in the Bush family, extended family. I think they're all criminals.
I think you're right.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Okay. Good night.
Appreciate you checking in. I just don't like them, huh? Does that come through? Was that her name, Columba? Is that her name? Jeb does speak fluent Spanish. His wife is Latina. And Jeb does, you know, he doesn't say La Casa Blanca the way his brother does. I can speak Spanish. La Casa Blanca. You ever notice how Bush does it? Anytime he has a Spanish-speaking person, welcome to La Casa Blanca. He does it all the time, doesn't he? Jeb, on the other hand, speaks fluent Spanish. And he's Catholic. I guess he converted for his wife because of her religion. And it doesn't make any difference. But you know, I guess some Catholics believe that. You can do bad things, and then all you have to do is go see the priest. Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. Speaking of all that, Dover, Pennsylvania. I've been in Dover more times than I care to relate. It's right outside York, Pennsylvania. It's in Pennsylvania Dutch country. Little tiny town. Real backwards. There was a time in my life when I worked for an agency. It was volunteer work in York, Pennsylvania, called Contact. Contact. And we were a crisis intervention hotline organization that was funded by, probably United Way or agencies like that. And it was a 24-hour hotline. And the circumstances put me in York, Pennsylvania. This was about 30 some years ago. So I was in York. And I spent about 6 or 8 months there and had some time in the evening. And I thought, well, you know, I think I'll do this volunteer work for Contact. So I went through a 50-hour training course on how to handle phone calls, crisis intervention phone calls. People who had called in battered wives, abused children, people on the verge of suicide, alcoholics or drug users that were trying desperately to kick and at a particular or given moment. We're starting to waver on all that. But I used to work a lot of overnights starting Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and work around until noon on Sunday. And without trying to get cute about it, that was the real active time. What I found out about York County, which includes Dover, Pennsylvania, is that the incidences of child abuse, I'm talking about sexual abuse, child sexual abuse, the instances of spousal abuse, the instances of family crime, where people would call a hotline desperately seeking help. This is before cell phones. People would leave their homes, women, kids, very seldom did I have a male call in, an adult male. Women and kids who leave the house, run down to the corner gas station or convenience store, get on the payphone and call Contact. Now, Contact spent a lot of their money advertising that such a thing existed. Now, what our function, we crisis intervention people, we were not supposed to try to solve the problem. We were not even supposed to counsel. What we were supposed to do was to listen to what the person had to say, try to calm them down, and refer them to various York County agencies, mental health, family and children's services, alcohol prevention, drug intervention, you know, that sort of thing. Well, most of us who worked as the crisis intervention team offered counseling anyway. And we shouldn't have done it, but we did, because some of the people calling in were desperate. I cannot tell you how many calls I got from York and Dover, and God, I'm trying to remember the names of those little towns. Dover is a little blip on the road when you come out of York, Pennsylvania, heading kind of north-northeast coming out of York, Pennsylvania. There are all sorts of little burgs in there that were settled, 200 years ago by mostly German-speaking people. There are an awful lot of Germanic names still up there. But the incidences of abuse and violence in York County is beyond belief. Now, I know that firsthand, and nothing has changed. I still have friends who live in York County, live in Pennsylvania Dutch country, and I'm not talking about the Amish or the Pennsylvania Dutch. I'm talking about the Methodists and the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Baptists who live in York County. So now we have Dover, PA, which is in York County. And the Dover School Board has decided that they are going to teach creationism alongside evolution in the schools. ACLU and some parents up there have decided, no, you're not, because creation, or intelligent design, I'm sorry, intelligent design is nothing more than religion, and you don't teach religion in science class. You just don't. If you want to teach religion, teach it in Sunday school. Teach it in your home. That way you can twist your child's mind in any direction you want it to go. You can tell them that there's some cloud being with a big beard that sits up there and casts thunderbolts. Or you can go to the Greek model. You can go to the Norse model. You can go to the Hindu model. You can go to Judaism, Christianity. There's all sorts of models you can go to if you want to teach your child religious mythology. But do it at home. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that where, if you're going to teach your child religious mythology, if you want to teach your child the talking snake theory of creation, then teach it at home. Why subject all the other little children into believing that a snake came up to Eve and said, "Yo, eat the apple! He didn't want you to eat it because he's afraid you'll get smart." Ah! If you want to teach that to your child, go ahead. And someday, possibly, from teaching that kind of stuff, when you're asleep and your child is 16, he or she will come into your bedroom and put a knife in your chest. You know, who knows? But why do you feel it has to be taught in the public schools? There might be somebody there who doesn't believe in the talking snake theory of creation. They may believe in the, oh, I don't know, talking tree theory of creation. Or the slithering pickup truck theory of creation. You see what I'm saying? There's all sorts of ways to look at creation.
Tell your story, babe. And if you like,
this is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Must be something. Must be something.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. This thing going on in actually in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, regarding the case in Dover, PA, is the it's the first major legal assault on evolution science in about two decades. This is truly insane stuff. I cannot understand. These religious people insisting that science step aside in a publicly financed public school, and that that something as patently false and ridiculous as intelligent design be presented in a science class. It staggers me that such a thing is happening in this country. Now, the plaintiffs against this ruling by the Dover School District are 11 parents who make the obvious statement that this is religion and therefore a violation of the constitutional separation between church and state, much less between a fascist form of religious thuggery and the freedom to choose whatever religion or no religion that you want. What an idea. Choose your own or choose none of the above, right? Now, the case for this misnamed horse hockey called intelligent design, that case is being argued by three lawyers from the Thomas More Legal Center. Thomas More. Yeah, that Thomas More Legal Center. Only center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. That identifies itself as a Christian foundation founded by Thomas Monahan. He's the Catholic multimillionaire who founded Domino's Pizza, right? He's also, isn't this the same guy, I believe, who is building in Florida or maybe it's already been built, a huge Catholic university that he wants to rival Notre Dame in Indiana. Now, Monahan is certainly entitled to his own belief. If he believes in hell, it's probably going to roast his ass for all eternity for all the evil he has done with Domino's Pizza. You know, that stuff will kill you. It's poison. It just clogs your arteries, rots your brain, gives you high blood pressure, makes your kidneys cease to function, plus makes your ankles swell up. So if Thomas Monahan wants to believe in this really crazed out there so-called Christian theology about lakes of fire and sky beings and half-human creatures with wings flapping around, and fine, go for it, Tom. You know, it's your life. It's your door slamming the instant you die. So do whatever you want. But how dare you, you pizza-eating bastard, finance an institution that wants to force your brand of so-called Christianity down everybody's throat? That's the part that just irritates the bejesus out of me about Christians. I'm sorry, but it does. When's the last time a Jew came up to you and said, you know what, if you don't believe in Judaism, you're going to just, by God, die or burn? No, when's the last time a Muslim came up to you and said that? When's the last time a Buddhist, when's the last time a Wiccan came up to you and said, you know, if you don't believe the way I believe, you're going to burn forever? What is it with this fundamentalist Christianity that is so violent, so mean-spirited, so hateful, so destructive, so anti-science, anti-life, anti-human? Don't bother answering. Because I know I'm pissing off some people who consider themselves to be Christians today, tonight, and I don't know what to tell you. Believe whatever the hell you want to believe. I've said that so many times. Twist your child's mind into a pretzel if you want to. Twist your own into a pretzel. Or not. But to support a fundamentalist brand of hellfire and brimstone religion that talks about if you don't believe a certain way, you're doomed for all eternity. Get out of my face with that crap. If you want to believe it until your hands bleed. But stay away from me with that, will you? Pat Gillen, the lead attorney for the Thomas More Legal Center, argues that this case is, his words, about freedom in freedom in education, not about a religious agenda. That's what this lying bastard says. He goes into a courtroom, a federal courtroom, and says, well, Your Honor, you know, I represent the intelligent design people, but this is not about religion, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. This is about freedom in education. We want these little boogers to understand that all these developments, all these evolution, all these natural selection, all these mutations over the past 2 or 3 million, actually it wasn't 2 or 3 million, Your Honor, it was about 9,000 years, that's one idea, but the other idea is this guy named Noah, see? And about 7,000 years ago, see, Your Honor, and this is what we want the kids to understand, a cloud being said, Noah, you know, everybody has really pissed me off, so I'm going to murder everything on Earth. But I tell you what, Noah, I'm going to keep you and your son. I like his name, Ham. I like that. And your other son, Porkchop, and your daughter, Broccoli. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to build an ark, and it's going to be this huge boat. Now, I want you to go out and get 2x2. I want you to get all everything.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former FEMA Chief Michael Brown blames local officials for the problems in the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
In a U.S. House hearing, Brown acknowledged mistakes as Katrina prepared to ravage New Orleans.
My biggest mistake was not recognizing that Louisiana was dysfunctional.
Brown said he pleaded with Louisiana officials to evacuate New Orleans sooner.
The failure to evacuate drove it was the tipping point for all the other things that either went wrong or were exacerbated.
Brown also testified that Katrina stretched FEMA beyond its capabilities. Brown recently resigned his FEMA post in a firestorm of criticism over the Bush administration's sluggish response to Katrina. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin dismissed criticism from Michael Brown. He said Brown saying Louisiana was dysfunctional was not right.
Obviously, Mr. Brown is, you know, maybe under a lot of pressure. You know, I feel kind of sorry for him in a way. All I know is that there's a clear record of what happened, and I think we ought to look on both sides of the fence.
President Bush spent Tuesday making his 7th trip to the Gulf Coast since coming under heavy criticism for the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. He toured Louisiana's Lake Charles and Beaumont in Texas. Both areas were hit hard by Hurricane Rita. He urged evacuees to heed the advice of local officials on when to return to their homes. Meanwhile, the police chief of New Orleans says he is retiring. He didn't give a reason for his decision, saying only that every leader knows when it's time to hand in the reins to someone else. The outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, says the killing of a top Al-Qaeda official in Iraq is a big deal in the war on terror. During an exclusive interview with Fox News, General Myers says Abu Azam ran the day-to-day operations of the terror network in Baghdad and served as a close associate of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
He was probably, al-Zarqawi, the number one al-Qaeda in Iraq, was on the run a lot. We think this fellow was doing a lot of the communicating, a lot of the planning, and perhaps leading some of the operations. He was also a financier.
Azam was killed after he fired on coalition forces during a raid on a residential high-rise building Sunday. Both U.S. and Iraqi forces have stepped up raids in recent weeks as part of an ongoing effort to flush out terrorist cells. The International Space Station is once again in the control of the Johnson Space Center in Houston. The center resumed business as normal after evacuations due to Hurricane Rita. NASA turned over the space station to its Russian counterpart last week as engineers headed for safe ground. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
About 7 minutes past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining us. If you are just joining, where the hell you been for the past 2 hours, right? All right, this intelligent design thing, it's now in a court case. It's in a federal court in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The plaintiffs are 11 parents whose kids go to one of the Dover, Pennsylvania schools. The parents claim that intelligent design is nothing more than veiled religion, disguised religion, and therefore a violation of the constitutional separation between church and state. The defendants in the case, three lawyers from the Thomas More Legal Center, a Christian foundation founded by Thomas Monahan, the Roman Catholic multimillionaire and founder of Domino's Pizzas. He's also, wasn't he the owner of the Detroit Tigers, too, I think. They're trying to tell the court that this is about freedom of this is educational freedom. This is allowing our little darlings to waste more time in class by teaching them horse snot in place of science. Now, we will come to your phone calls here in a second to discuss what you think of that. But before we join up for that discussion, the Times of London has, in the religion section, has an article today about societies are worse off when they have God on their side. The writer, who is the Times religion correspondent, says religious belief can cause damage to a society, contributing toward high murder rates, abortion, sexual promiscuity, and suicide, according to research published today. According to the study, belief in and worship of God are not only unnecessary for a healthy society, but may actually contribute to social problems. The study counters the view of believers that religion is necessary in providing a moral or ethical foundation to a healthy society. The study compares the social performance of relatively secular countries such as Britain with the United States, where the majority believes in a creator rather than the theory of evolution. You are aware of that, aren't you, Truth Seeker? Something like 68% of America does not believe in evolution or natural selection or adaptation, whatever you want to call it, but believes that there's some kind of a magical person, a cloud liver who makes things happen. And these same people will laugh and guffaw and slap their knees if you say, well, wait a minute, the Greeks had the same idea, except instead of one, they had a whole pantheon of God. And the Norse had, and the Romans, and blah, 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 blah. But these people who in America who actually believe in a cloud being will say, no, all of those religions were fake. This one is true. Oh. Okay. The article in the Times of London goes on to say many conservative evangelicals in the United States consider Darwinism to be a social evil, believing that it inspires atheism and amorality. The theory of natural selection? The scientific proof of organisms adapting in order to survive, the theory of evolution, that somehow inspires amorality? No, 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 no. What inspires amorality is James Dobson, or Pat Robertson, or Jerry Falwell, or George Bush, or Elliot Abrams, or John Negroponte. These demons inspire amorality. The article goes on to say that many liberal Christians and believers of other faiths hold that religious belief is socially beneficial, believing that religion helps to lower rates of violent crime, murder, suicide, sexual promiscuity, and abortion. The benefits of religious belief to a society have been described as its spiritual capital. But the study says that the devotion of many in the United States may actually contribute to that country's ills. Oh, really? The paper published in the Journal of Religion and Society, U.S. Academic Journal, reports, quote, many Americans agree that their church-going nation is an exceptional, God-blessed, shining city on the hill that stands as an impressive example for an increasingly skeptical world. In general, higher rates of belief in and worship of a creator correlate with higher rates of homicide, juvenile and early adult mortality, sexually transmitted disease infection rates, teen pregnancy, and abortion. The study says the United States is almost always the most dysfunctional of the developing democracies, sometimes spectacularly so. Yeah. The study concluded that the United States was the world's only prosperous democracy where murder rates were still high and that the least devout nations were the least dysfunctional. One of the people involved in the study said that rates of gonorrhea, for example, in adolescents in the U.S. were up to 300 times higher than in less devout democratic countries. The United States also suffered from uniquely high adolescent and adult syphilis infection rates and adolescent abortion rates, the study suggested. And it goes on and on. The study showed that the disparity was even greater when the United States was compared with countries like France, Japan, or the Scandinavian countries. Those nations had been the most successful in reducing murder rates, early mortality, sexually transmitted diseases, and abortion. And they are secular societies. Well, I'm not surprised. I none of this stuff surprises me. Does it surprise you? You know, I honestly believe that all this demon-inspired nonsense, first of all, to me, is nothing more or less than rampant superstition. The devil made me do it. I honestly believe that if I want to do religion, which I don't, I do want to, and have spent a good part of my life trying to develop a spiritual nature, a spiritual aspect of me. I have a physical aspect. I have a psychological or mental aspect. I have a sexual aspect. I have an aspect that loves Chinese food. But I also wanted to develop a spiritual aspect. And after exploring spirituality, you know, I kind of come down, if I have to come down, you know, right around probably just one hillock over from where the Wiccans all live. You know what I'm saying? An earth-centered religion that says, hey, this is where we are. Let's take care of it. I also come down kind of on the teachings of Jesus. This above all else, love thy neighbor as thyself. Now that's a pretty groovy thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks to the Wiccans. The Wiccans tell me to love the planet. Jesus tells me to love my neighbor. You know, that sounds like a real nice, workable arrangement, doesn't it? But beyond that, what, I'm going to sit around and think about burning all eternity in a lake of fire? I think I'll pass on that.
There can be no show, and if there's hell below, we're all gonna go. Everybody praying, and everybody saying.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating. And that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Now, if you want some holy water, so to speak, to protect yourself against this religious insanity were we all busy when this stuff developed such tentacles and it's all over in the country? But if you need some so-called holy water, there's a website. DefConAmerica.org. There's lots of websites that keep track of this religious insanity and how it's just absolutely destroying this country. But it's DefConAmerica, DefConAmerica.org. Somebody just sent this to me today. I'd never heard of it. But it's the campaign to defend the Constitution, and it says underneath it, because the religious right is wrong. And these are not anti-religious folks like I am. This is just a separation of church and state kind of place, defconamerica.org. Check it out. Check it out. But that, you know, that article, that study, that societies that are overly religious, and it doesn't make any difference what the religion is, if it is practiced, you know, force-fed to people, if people are terrified of science or their own mortality, to the extent that religion starts to crowd out science, and it no longer is spirituality. It's no longer the loving teachings of the avatars, so-called, who have presented themselves here, whether it was Jesus or the Buddha or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It doesn't make any difference. These people all had basically the same message, didn't they, Muhammad? But when the spiritual nature of what these people tried to say is just kicked in its rear end and forced out, and in its place becomes coercive, dominating, force-fed, don't get in my way kind of religion, then it's dead. There's no spirituality. You show me spirituality in the majority of so-called Christian churches today, and I'll sit there with you while, and watch while you try to find it. These people are, what is this new thing, prosperity, whatever it's called, the prosperity gospel? If you raise your hands enough in church enough and give enough money to the freak that's running the sideshow, somehow God is going to find favor on that with that? And reward you? The whole thing is about rewards now? Oh, stop it. The purpose-driven life and all this other drivel, is that... stop it. Please. Speaking of the purpose-driven life, that Ashley Smith, the woman who says that she persuaded the Brian Nichols, the guy that went berserk down in Atlanta and in the courtroom and killed four people and just went out of his gourd with his gun and murdering and yada yada. Remember, he wound up in her apartment, and she's written a book now. And Ashley Smith said, to begin with, that she persuaded Brian Nichols to release her by talking to him about her faith. But in her new book, she discloses that what she really did was give him methamphetamine. She gave him a couple of lines of crank. While he was in her apartment. That's what it says. The Associated Press reports it this way. Smith did not share that detail with authorities at the time, but investigators said she came clean about the drugs when they interviewed her months later. They said they had no plans to charge her with drug possession. Well, why the hell not? In her book, titled Unlikely Angel, I like that, which was released today, Ashley Smith says that Brian Nichols, the murderer, well, he's not been convicted, but I'll call him a murderer anyway. Ashley Smith says Brian Nichols had her bound with masking tape and an extension cord, at which point she says he asked her for marijuana. She said, I don't have any, but I've got some crystal meth here. I'll tell you what, untie me, and we'll get zipped. What do you say, Brian? And I'm giving up my life to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't breathe, no, I'm not where we'll be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always take bananas again. And everything's changing for the worse. Just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is how we have to give these visions.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just talked with one of our customers named Diane, who had already lost over 30 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in. And safely and without being hungry, and as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-280-4870. 1-888-280-4870. That's 1-888-280-4870. Also available at select GNC stores.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. So Ashley Smith, the woman who was taken hostage by the killer Brian Nichols down in Atlanta after he had murdered four people, I believe, or was it five at that point? You know, she's a 27-year-old widowed mother. She got a lot of praise when this was over for what appeared to be her level-headedness. She was held hostage for 7 hours in March. And has written a book now, Unlikely Angel. And now, what she had originally said, and I'm not disputing a word, I'm sure it's true. She had said to this guy, you know, I'm reading this book called The Purpose-Driven Life. That's this book written by Rick Warren, another one of those strangely contradictory religious, I don't know. Anyway, so she told the guy holding her hostage, this killer, about the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, and she read a chapter called Using What God Gave Me. In this case, it was crystal methamphetamine. Right? Because then he wanted to know about the drugs. And she said, well, I don't have any reefer, but I got a little stash of crystal meth here. What do you say? Using what God gave me. Well, okay. In this case, it was brain crushing speed. All right. So they did a couple of lines together and read some more in the book. Read it fast, I guess. And then Nichols released her, and she called the cops and told authorities where he was. And the rest of it is playing out in an Atlanta courtroom. Killed four people. Now, since his arrest. Since Nichols' arrest, Ashley Smith has received about, $70,000 in rewards. She's been bombarded with offers for books, movies, speaking engagements. And her whole ordeal has been held up as an example of the redemptive power of faith. Right? She told the an Augusta, Georgia newspaper, the Augusta Chronicle, which is a real right-wing rag. It's just a horrible newspaper. But she told that newspaper, quote, it's hard for people to understand the miracle of the story. This was totally a God thing to me in my life. This was God getting my attention, going, I'm going to give you one more chance. Now, so God tells Ashley Smith he's going to give her one more chance, and God tells George Bush to invade Iraq. Whoa. That's really weird. Ashley Smith says in her new book that as the night wore on, the seven-hour ordeal that she had to go through, after Nichols had snorted some more of her methamphetamine stash, she said she tried to win Nichols' trust by talking about her faith in God and telling him about her personal stories. Now, wait a second. You know what? I don't quite get this. They're doing crank together. They're sitting there doing the worst drug ever in the history of drugs. Crank. Crystal meth. It's awful. And trust me, this is not crystal meth like you're familiar with, you ex-hippies. You people are in your 50s now. No. That stuff was real crystal methamphetamine. This stuff is made with borax and Drano. And every time you turn around, there's another report from somewhere in Arkansas or Mississippi or Georgia or Tennessee about a whole village blowing up because some freak is out there. By God, we're going to make a whole big bat of this stuff and get rich. Boom! So Ashley Smith is not talking about real good stuff here. She's talking about crank, ice, kitchen chemicals, industrial stuff. You take one honk of this kind of stuff, and not only do you get a nosebleed, but your brain turns to jello. It's all over. So there she is, on the one hand, talking to this guy about using speed. On the other hand, talking about the cloud being. Wow, man. Wouldn't you have liked to have been a fly on the wall around that discussion?
You believe in God? Yeah. I sure did. Oh, I didn't. Do now. Oh, man. Here. You got a razor blade? Chop some of this up. Some of this stuff is pretty big.
That went on for 7 hours?
By the way, I got this book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Oh, yeah? What's it about? Well, here, let me read you a chapter called Using What God Gave Me. Oh! Have you got any ice water?
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
Oh, man, it's got a hell of a burn to it. Yeah, put some on your upper gum. Oh, man, I need some Valium, Ashley.
Jesus, you got a lot of nerve, man. You kill 4 people and come over here and, you know, I mean, it's one thing to sit around and get high a little bit, but... I don't know. There's just something weird about it, right? Although, when you get right down to it, the original concept of God did come from people sitting around out in the desert, in the Sinai or someplace, I don't know, and they'd start doing cactus buds and hashish. You know, you can see anything you want to. It's the desert, for God's sake. And all of a sudden, your brain is just swimming in a pool of all kinds of strange hydrocarbons or something, you know, just like, oh, man, let's go hang out on Mount Ararat. Yeah, what's up there?
God.
Whoa. I don't know. Sue emails in, my very precocious 12-year-old nephew relayed an exchange he had had in class with the social studies teacher when the intelligent design debate came up in connection with the current events discussion. By way of background, he's in a rural Virginia location and, despite the fact, is the product of thinking parents, Dad's a huge sci-fi fan, and so are the kids. Nephew also listens intently to the political discussions that frequently occur in his home. In class, he spoke up strongly in support of the intelligent designer concept. He threw out several of the conventional arguments in favor of intelligent design, which the apparently pleased teacher agreed with wholeheartedly. Then he disclosed his theory that life on Earth was likely a science project of some alien race. The little gray guy with large black eyes wasn't quite the intelligent designer that Mr. Teacher had in mind. Sue, that's great. I love that. Can you see that kid? That kid is going to be, I don't know, that kid is going to be president someday, isn't he? Or, you know. Yes, teacher, I believe in intelligent design, too. All right. That story about Ashley Smith just cracked me up, though. You know, in Georgia, they will sentence you to death for meth possession. I'm serious as a heart attack. And here it turns out Ashley Smith is sitting there doing crank with this guy. Well, you know, whatever it takes. You know, whatever it takes. I guess I better do some calls here. How about Tony, who's calling in from New York? Tony, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Tony. All right. Thanks, Tony. Stephen, or Stephen, is calling from Sacramento. Oh, Sacramento.
Yes, this is Stephen.
Yeah, hi, Stephen.
I'm an arch-druid here in the pagan community.
You're a what?
Arch-druid.
Oh, an arch-druid.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
All right, Arch, hold on just a second. We'll be back to you. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. I do what I can to satisfy.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now, 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters, I tell ya, this land was made for you and me.
It's about 9 before the hour. Hey, thanks to the crew tonight. We have a new associate producer up here, Dee Neal. Thanks, Dee. Appreciate you handling the phone calls. And our usual crew of engineers, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Justin Yuen. Thanks to everybody outside the studio. Mark, Chris, Ben, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks. Catherine Bay is the executive producer, but she stayed home tonight. We'll probably stay home while we're in the city, in New York City, for the next 3 nights. So those of you who emailed me tonight and said, well, where's Kathy? She's taking some time off, hanging out with the kid, and because Kathy or Molly is just way overstimulated from being here in the city. She's having a great time, but she's been getting pretty intense. So instead of dragging her down here to Chelsea from all the way up on the Upper East Side, we're just going to do it that way. So thanks to everybody. Now, back to Stefan, who called in from Sacramento, California. Now, you're an arch-druid.
Yes, I am, for the last 35 years.
Yeah?
And
how's that going?
Well, it's going in a strange way now. The neo-fascist element is even in paganism now. And we have people who claim themselves to be druids, having druid groves that support Bush, if you can believe that.
Well, wait a minute. No, that can't be. A druid grove is about
yes.
is about earth love. It's about mother. Bush is about death.
These are army guys.
Army? Oh, yeah. Oh, like skinhead, burr cut types who?
Basically what they are is the U.S. Army, they claim to be U.S. Army pagans, and they've got a druid grove.
Well, now, I have heard that there is, there was some discussion a couple of years ago when, what's his name, Super Freak was Attorney General, about freedom of religion at Fort Hood, Texas. And the religion that was seeking its freedom was druidism or Wiccans, and they were military people. Now, are you being righteously fair with these soldiers, or do they just frighten you?
Oh no, there are other people in the armed forces who are also claiming to be pagans, and
they're
more leftist in my orientation.
But this group you're talking about, they are right-wing. They're Bush lovers.
Yeah, and then there's also right-wing Norse worshippers as well. Many of the Odinists are extremely racist and neo-fascist.
So what are you going to do about the Bush?
I'm basically trying to make it public. I have three groups on the Internet, and I'm basically trying to make it clear to other pagans who are more leftist-oriented or more progressive that they can't ignore these people.
Yeah, well, you know, this is just a suggestion. You ought to get about 50 or 60 righteous druids together, and the next time the military druids are having some sort of a ceremony, y'all just go on over there and start kissing them. Now, just kiss them. Just kiss them and love on them and stroke their hair and, you know, and give them a couple of real wet mouth kisses and just say, we love you, brother. We love you, sister. And that'll just totally freak them out. They'll go back to being Methodists. But kiss him, all right?
Well, that's an interesting thought. Yeah, but
No, that's a solution, Stefan. I mean, you know, you go up to people and start kissing them, what are they going to do? Huh? What are you going to do if somebody comes up and starts kissing you?
Well, I think my first reaction would be shock.
Well, but you would eventually, wouldn't you be just taken with the affection and any thoughts you had about murder or mayhem would just kind of disappear, right?
Well, I don't really have any thoughts about murder.
Not you. Generic you. I'm just saying. Yeah. Any thoughts that one had about murder and mayhem would just, you know, the power of a kiss is the power of a force that is greater than atomic weaponry.
Well, you know, the kiss is also used in the Wiccan rites.
Yeah, well, don't forget, a kiss can also be a betrayal. Look at Judas.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
So, but the kiss is very powerful. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. Stefan, good to hear from you. Take care, okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope everything goes well out there with the military druids. Sean, very quickly, calling from Vancouver. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. We're big fans of yours here in my office where we affectionately refer to you as Hate Man.
Hate Man?
Yeah.
You need to be kissed.
Anyhow, I just wanted to talk briefly about the intelligent design and the like. What I don't understand the most about all these people who call science into question is how they still manage to enjoy the fruits of other scientific discoveries and advancements.
Yeah, like flu vaccine.
Exactly. Not only on a day-to-day basis, but they actually take advantage of all of them, you know?
Oh, I know. The hypocrisy is a million miles wide and 6 feet deep. People that talk about intelligent design or creationism and still avail themselves of medical science or mechanical science or, you know, whatever the science is, it's just incredible to me. It's one thing to live in a demon-haunted world. It's something else, again, to live in a world where science is trying its damnedest to make what little bit of time we have in a conscious state as pleasant or at least as non-deprived as possible. You know what I'm saying?
No kidding.
Hey, listen, there's the music. Sean, I hate to cut you short, man, but we got a boogie, okay?
No problem. Have a great night.
All right, this is Hate Man saying thanks for checking in, Sean. Oh, my God, Hate Man. I'm going to cry all the way home on the subway. Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. It's been so much fun. Let's do it again tomorrow night, okay? In the meantime, take care. Watch your back. All right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, Florida Governor Jeb Bush's son was arrested on charges of public intoxication. Not cool, but most folks would say it's not a giant deal either. With those people for relatives, who can blame him for wanting a drink? It's not even an issue that Jeb's family spokesperson is saying it's, quote, a personal family matter which they are dealing with privately, unquote. But what? Could this retreat into privacy be coming from the same prying politician who wouldn't leave poor brain-dead Terri Schiavo and her husband alone? Whose brother called Congress back into session to meddle with Schiavo's own family matter? Whose political party sticks their moralistic noses into our bedrooms, health choices, family matters, and imposes its hypocritical judgments on the rest of us? Not even the Bushes want to live in the world they're creating, and that's the real crime here, not Jeb's son getting toasted. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere.